Over the next few kilometers, we're going to see some examples of the challenge of maintaining the highway through here in winter. The round concrete platforms that are on the side of the highway are gun mounts. A large howitzer-type gun is trucked in and lifted onto the platform, and from there, fired into the steeper snow-bearing slopes above the highway. If it's been managed well, and if Mother Nature is cooperating, any unstable snow masses can be released before they're big enough to cause a highway blockage. It's much better to do this than to have to close the highway and clean up a big mess after an uncontrolled slide. And this area gets a lot of snow. There are historical pictures where the road is no more than a tunnel through the snow. 12-foot high or more snowbanks on either side. And then we'll pass through the Great Bear Snowshed. Slides follow this path often enough that it's just better to have a snowshed so the slide can pass safely over the highway. Speeds of snow slides or avalanches have been recorded at over 200 kilometers an hour. That'll help you understand why avalanche paths have all the trees and just about everything ripped out from the ground. Snowsheds are a whole lot more expensive than firing percussive shells into the mountains. So the sheds are only built in places where slides are frequent and harder to control. And a quick word of warning, if you're hiking in an unusual and usually steep place, if you ever see something that looks like an unexploded shell, then there's a good chance that that is exactly what it is. Don't attempt to touch it or move it, but please do report the location you saw it to the best of your ability. I know that sounded dramatic, but it does happen that the shells get fired and they don't successfully detonate.